The National Chair of the TUSC, as we've been talking about, Dave Nellist, is here. Now, in your manifesto, you have a long list of spending pledges. You've got a mass council home building programme, you're scrapping student fees, nationalising the banks, major companies. And how much does all of that add up to?
I'm almost tempted to say no idea, because it's not a question of a lack of money to deliver any one of those. But I will give you the figures. Let's say one. You mentioned scrapping tuition fees. To get rid of tuition fees and student loans would cost approximately £15 billion a year. Now, the Bank of England found £375 billion over the last 4 or 5 years for quantitative easing down the back of its sofa. So I don't anticipate problems in finding the money. It's the control of the money that's the problem.
But how much to nationalise banks and major companies?
Well, again, less than people would think. The billionaire and millionaire owners of banks, I don't think, really deserve much in the way of compensation. They're the ones that got us into this mess in the first place, and they've been getting bonuses ever since. But pension funds...
So you plan to take over, nationalise major companies without any compensation?
Well, we're talking about banks, and the answer to that, as far as millionaires and billionaire owners are concerned, is yes. Pension funds own about 5% of the banks. They certainly need compensating. And any pensioner who's got a few shares for their old age in the banks also need compensation, but not the billionaires that got us into this mess in the first place.
What would that mean, do you think, for foreign investment to this country, if people thought they were going to come in and set up a company, it could be taken over by the government?
Well, our problem, actually, is emigration of funds in this country. We have firms like Amazon that do £4 billion worth of trade and pay less than £4 million in taxes. So it's not a question of inward investment, it's the outward going flow of money from this country, which means that we don't have the money we need for services that are essential.
So how much would you raise taxes by to pay for some of these pledges?
At the bottom end, nothing. At the top end, I grew up in the 70s when tax rates were 80% and 90%.
And the argument goes a lot of people left the country because of those
tax
rates.
I mean, Mick Jagger went, but a few pop stars went, but the vast majority of us can't leave the country. Our homes and our jobs are tied to the factories where we are. People at the bottom pay too much. For example, people on the national minimum wage pay an effective tax rate of 81%, because every pound they earn above the national minimum wage, until they get to £10 an hour, they lose national insurance, they lose tax, but they also lose housing benefit, council tax benefit, tax credits. They're the most overtaxed people in the country.
You're putting up a large number of candidates around the country, but yet, unlike some of the other smaller parties like UKIP and the Greens, you're not doing very well in the opinion polls. It seems like, is your message one of the past?
Well, with respect, we've never been a question in the opinion poll to be asked about it. We're also standing over 600 council candidates in the election. We're part of a longer-term process of recognising that you can't get a cigarette paper between the main parties, and working people deserve something new. We're on a longer path of building something new, and we will improve as years go by.